Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
We're so happy you're here. Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through. It's over 100 so far over his career. And we get no advance notice, and you all, the interaction of your energies, you are the ones, the callers and listeners today, are the ones who call in the most appropriate being. So we will take questions in the order of call-ins, and we are delighted to get going.
Hello, dear one.
Welcome.
Many of you knew me in my last lifetime as Muhammad Ali.
Ah, all right, Muhammad Ali. Thank you. Do you have a spiritual name now that identifies you?
I would prefer to stick with that one.
Okay. That's beautiful. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do now, where you reside, about your life here as well, things that might not be known by some of the public?
I help those people who commit to their passion, to their service, to their work, if you will.
We have Barb on line one. Barb.
Oh, that is a beautiful purpose, and you certainly were passionate about your life when you were here, as I remember.
Yes, I was, dear one.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here. We do have a caller. Barb, welcome.
Oh, welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, dear one.
Yes. It's very interesting that you are Muhammad Ali, because he didn't leave too long ago, and he's anxious to come through you. I find that very interesting.
I hear that, but I'm not sure who you is in your statement.
I am Barbara. I am waiting for that gentleman to come into my life, and it's getting close to the end of July.
Do you know what Merlin always says about waiting?
I forgot.
He says waiting only begets waiting. You need to allow if you want it.
I am allowing it. I am seeking it. I am waiting till the close of the end of July.
Well,
that's what Merlin told me.
I understand that, but I suggest you don't wait. I suggest you allow, dear one.
I am allowing. I am allowing everything.
Oh, now be careful there. That's a big open door.
Don't what?
That's a big open door to allow everything.
Okay, I will change that. I'm just waiting for that nice gentleman to come into my life. And I know what he's made of. I know what I want in him.
I hear that, dear one, but again, I suggest you don't wait.
Well, what do I do then if I don't wait?
You allow.
Okay, I am allowing.
Oh, good.
I am allowing. I'm allowing every man I see in the street. I say, is that the man I'm allowing in my life? No.
Like what you're doing is much closer to obsessing than allowing.
Okay.
And that
maybe I don't understand allowing.
Well, allowing is simply holding the space for it to occur.
Okay, I'm allowing the space for it to occur.
Good.
I'll even set the chair out for him.
Good. That's positive.
Okay. Now, the gold standard. When are we going to go on the gold standard?
Not going to go there. It will change. It will change this year. But closer than that, I'm not going to say.
Okay. Will Donald Trump be our new president?
No.
Will Hillary be our new president?
No.
There's somebody else.
Yes, there will be somebody else that will be your president.
Is he noted? I mean, do we know of him? Is he of this world?
He is of your world, and you do not know of him.
Young, old, young, middle-aged, or old?
Closer to middle age.
Well, what will happen to Trump?
He will get to continue to play.
Oh, to erect buildings?
If that's what he wishes to do.
Okay. When will we get the revalue?
This year.
Yes.
I noticed one thing, that the fringe is no longer on the flags. As I saw Trump this evening, there was no fringe. We are not in admiralty anymore.
And your question is?
Do people understand the reason for the gold fringe?
Some do.
Okay, thank you so very much, Barb. We appreciate your calling in, and have a wonderful, I guess for you, evening, because you're on the East Coast.
Yes, I am.
Yes, and let us welcome Cindy from Arizona. Cindy?
Hello, dear one.
Can you hear me okay?
Now.
Okay. I have to. So, okay. I talked to Mary earlier, so I have some questions, but I'd like to address Barbara first. Barbara, just let go of when the man's going to come. 7 years ago, I started creating my list of what qualities I wanted in a man, and I let it go. He would come when he comes. I didn't know when he was going to come, how I was going to meet him. For me, it didn't matter. I wanted the man of my dreams who would love me madly. So in August of last year, I started feeling him around me, and I thought, oh, you're close. And then in October, I had a private reading with Rod, And he said, there's two men that are can come into your life. And I asked him, well, is one here in Oregon? And he said, yes. And then I said, well, will I meet the other one when I move to Sedona, Arizona area? And he said, could be. And I just knew I'd meet the man when I moved to Arizona. And I asked him, well, when would I meet him? And he said, sometime around December. So I just let it go because I just wanted the love more than anything else than when and how I was going to meet him, what he was going to look like. And just by quirk, a friend on Facebook had a lot of friends, and so I decided I needed more than 12 people. So I saw all these requests to be friends, and I didn't look at the person's name. I didn't look at their picture. All I focused was on, they were a mutual friend, and I did an invite. I invited over 50 people, and about 10 accepted my invite. And 2 days later, this man wanted to talk and learn about American culture. This was the man of my dreams. This is the man that I had been feeling since August. And so let go of when he's going to come in. This was the end of January of when I met him. It wasn't the December time frame. And it was just by divine timing we were supposed to meet. So quit looking at all the men on the street. Just let it go. And just know the man that you want that's going to love you will come in at the perfect time. So that's the end of that. So can I go on to my question? Oh, and it doesn't matter, Barbara, whether he's a soulmate or let go of the titles. What's important is that he loves you madly with all his heart. That's all that counts. And that you have the same feelings towards him. And miracles will occur. And you both will grow so dramatically with each other. So that's, now I'll move on to my questions. supposedly there was like a nuclear warhead or nuclear something that was let off in Turkey or over Turkey. By my understanding, our galactic family will not let that occur. So is that just a bunch of hogwash saying it was a nuclear bomb or whatever?
Dear one, those who are losing their grip on this world, and by that I mean controlling it, are spreading fear quite often these days so as to keep the population submissive. This is one of those cases.
Okay. Different question. So there's different stories about the moon. Some say it's a spacecraft. Others say it's been a planetary body that was moved here. Could you clarify what the moon is? I think it's beautiful.
Dear one, the moon is a wonderful, how shall we say this, enhancement for the Earth. Would you not agree?
Oh, definitely. I love looking at the moon.
Cool.
Okay. So I asked this question last week, but another story came out. Last week I asked about the booms people are hearing in different places of the world on an off and on basis. But I read about a story. There's a city in California, I don't remember its name, but they're hearing loud booms almost every day, and it's shaking their walls and their houses and such. Are you able to say whether it's Mother Nature, Gaia doing her thing, or is it something else occurring?
Something else, dear one.
Are you able to elaborate?
There are conflicts that occur in what you call outer space that sometimes the results of them are impinged upon the earth, if you will. This is the case here. This is the case here.
Okay. It just seems like this one city is getting targeted more than other cities because it's continual, not just sporadic. That's why I was asking. Okay. So then I have a personal question. My work is not going great. Part of me doesn't want to be there. I'm putting my resume in at another company tomorrow where I'd have a steady income, know what my work hours are. Will I be able to get this other job?
Will you be able to? Yes. Are you sure you want it?
Okay. Yes and no. I want the money and the steady hours.
Yes.
Body. I think they're going to let me go at the company that I'm with. Is
therefore,
that a definite yes?
Therefore.
Well, I need more. Yes.
What is the question about that, dear one?
Will I be let go at the company I'm currently at? Will I lose that job?
Do you want to?
No and yes. I don't like never knowing when I'm going to work and how many days a week I'm going to work. So I do not have at least the knowledge of how much money I'm going to be making every paycheck. So is there another job out there that's waiting for me to go to that I would like even better?
Dear one, you can manifest another job, and I suggest that you sit down and write down exactly what that job will look like, feel like, smell like, taste like.
Just like I did with the man.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that's all that I can think of at the moment, but after I hang up, I might come up with another one. Well, thank you, Mohammed. Thank you, Mohammed. I appreciate you.
Most welcome, dear one.
Okay. Love you very much. Bye, Mary. And bye, Rod.
Bye, Cindy. Thank you so much, Cindy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's take a quick break here and give you the call-in numbers. We are graced with the presence of Muhammad Ali today, which is awesome. The call-in number for questions is different from the listen-only numbers. The call-in number, the toll-free number, is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Occasionally that number is busy. There's an alternate number to call. That's 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. And now back to Muhammad Ali. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
We are waiting for the next caller to come on. Can you tell?
I think you mean allowing the next caller to come on, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, allowing the next caller to ring in. Okay. A very good point. Thank you so much. Allowing is a very big word. And I remember years ago a lesson that Saint Germain gave me on allowing and how important it was to allow as opposed to trying to manifest, struggling to manifest, worrying about, obsessing about, whatever. And I had a lot to learn in that department, but it was very, very good. I know that there have been many, many events and much progress this week on the political and economic scene. Do you have any comments that you could share as to the current situation globally, politically, financially, in any one of those areas or all of them?
Dear, freedom is occurring everywhere you look.
Yes?
That is my comment.
Okay. I do see that. I do see people stepping up. Some people choosing to step up into some new consciousness attitudes and some new awarenesses and new actions. And that's very exciting.
And sharing is appropriate.
Yes. 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 Okay. I have a somewhat personal question that I have a number of private charitable foundations I've helped create with, of course, the founder's desire to do so, that have been submitted to the exempt organization people of the IRS who do the tax-exempt approvals. They review the application and approve or assign to someone to ask questions and so forth. And there's been this year, there's quite a delay. One in particular, the Webb Educational Foundation, I learned today, submitted probably in January, give or take, and has heard nothing, didn't even get an acknowledgement letter. Is the exempt organization group that short of staff, or did something get lost in the mail? Can you tell what's happening?
Dear one, the word decimated definitely applies to this group of people you're speaking of. Their ranks have been reduced quite significantly.
So you're talking about the exempt organization people as well as the collections side of the IRS, which I know is decimated.
Yes.
But also the exempt organizations, which is completely different and separate from my understanding.
Not separate enough not to be affected.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not very good news for charities.
No, it is not, my dear.
Is there any plan afoot to rectify that area? Of course, we know the collections side has to be totally changed and is decimated and is going away, transformed, reassigned, whatever. But what about the exempt organization? Because the charities are becoming more and more important in our culture.
They are indeed, and that will have to be addressed and is not considered high priority at this time by the powers that are.
Oh, well, that's not good news for us. Okay, I was hoping that they would.
I understand.
Yeah, that they would at least maintain their staff for the charitable section, but they're not, you say. So, okay. So is that the reason that people have not received their acknowledgement of application for postponement of filing?
And, correct.
Same for the tax-exempt applications. They're just... In other words, they're just working with way reduced staff, and so everything slowed down. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Will it do any good to suggest to these people, which I did to the Web Educational Foundation founder today, but to the others who are under submission, suggest that they call and ask for a status report? Will it do any good?
In some cases, it will. Okay. In many cases, it won't.
Okay. Okay. So the best thing we can do is just try to keep after it. Submit the applications and just try to monitor them as best we can?
Correct.
Okay. Is the exempt organization group going to be assigned, or has it been assigned, under the U.S. Treasury?
Will be.
Will be. Okay. That seems to me the best solution for when the collection side is totally changed, since they are somewhat separate organizations. Okay, we have a caller. Anjali, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Hi. Hi, Muhammad Ali.
Hello.
Hello. So, I recently visited Kauai again, and I used to live on Kauai, and I want to move back. Do you see me moving back in the near future?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Okay. Can you give me a time frame?
Before Halloween.
Before Halloween. Okay. Wow. That's pretty soon. So the hospital that I'm manifesting a job at, is that would be a good place for me to continue to aim at manifesting a job?
Yes.
Okay. So I would be able to get something there.
Let me ask somebody who knows. Are you going to manifest this?
Yes, I would. I guess it's, there's some doubts in the way that, that there's going to be any openings. So, but yeah, if I can overcome that, then yes.
I see. And what do you think the odds are?
What are the odds?
Yes, if you were in Vegas making book on this, what would you give the odds on you doing this?
It just depends on the state I'm in when I'm trying to manifest it, and that kind of changes day by day. So, I mean, I would like it to be 100%. Yeah.
Well, you know who's in control.
Yes, I do. I do.
You know her well.
Okay. So, how about the old property that I used to live at on Kauai is now available? It's for sale. Is that a place that would be a good option for me to buy, or that would not be for my highest good?
If that's where you want to live, that will work for you.
Okay, and it would still be available when I have the resources and I'm there and everything?
You can manifest this.
Okay. So, shifting to another set of questions.
Yes.
I have an old 401k that from a past job that I need to roll over into something, and I'm trying to decide if I should roll it over into my current 401k at my current job, or if I should roll it over into an IRA. I mean, I know there's lots of different financial changes going on right now, and I don't understand them, so I'm trying to see if does it matter which way I go with that.
Does it matter? Yes, it matters. The question is, how to put this? I think you need some consulting from the person that's sitting to my left.
Yeah, I had considered that. I had considered that in the past. So
that's me, yeah, maybe, and of course, Arad Anjali. Okay.
Okay, so I will check in with Mary later about that one then.
Good.
Okay. And then one more question.
Yes.
So recently I've been interested in a healer in Brazil named John of God. Is that somebody that would be, like, it'd be beneficial for me to take a trip there?
This would serve you. There are other ways to get there, but that would serve you.
Okay, so it's an option, but I should just be open to other options too, not necessarily from that.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Do you have any other message for me before I say namaste?
Get out of your own way, dear one.
Okay.
Because if you take a look at the person that's standing squarely in your way, it's you.
Oh, well, sometimes it's so much easier said than done.
Well, but that's why we have this very capable person doing this, don't we?
Okay. All righty.
And I know the person sitting to my left agrees with me.
I've been told the same thing in the past, and it's not an easy.
Okay.
I found it not easy to face and solve, but it can be done. Not that
right.
I'm still not working on it, but yes, it can be done.
Well, yeah, you've got to figure out exactly how you're getting in your own way, and then you've got to address that. So, but, all right. Thank you, Muhammad Ali.
Yes, dear one.
And namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Anjali. Great questions. There's been some talk of manifestation a couple of times this evening. Maybe you can give us your take on how to help people understand how to manifest. I know there's a number of techniques. Maybe you have a favorite one or something you can suggest to
our listeners. One of the things that I highly recommend for manifesting what you want or for bringing into being how you want to serve is commitment. Commit to it. You have to live, eat, and breathe it. You can't just think about it on Sundays. You have to commit to it. That's my answer to you, dear one.
Thank you. Yes, that means you have to decide what it is you really, really, really want and how you want to serve, and then just stick with that.
Yes.
Okay, good. Let me give numbers again. Our guest tonight is Muhammad Ali, and the Q&A line, in case you're on listen only, you need to hang up and call a different number. That number is 888 627-6008. The alternate number, in case that one's busy, which happens occasionally, 323-744-4831. And let me give you one other number for a private or couple or group channeling session with Rod. The number to call to schedule that is 877-716-3488. Again, 877-716-3488. That's a 24-hour toll-free number. So, Muhammad Ali, thank you so much again for being here tonight.
My pleasure.
Oh, it's certainly a pleasure for us. I'm thinking of what else might be of value to the particular listeners we have tonight that could be of interest to them. Carol. Okay. We do have a caller. Carol, welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, dear one.
Hello. I'm going to try to collect my thoughts here and so I can at least be somewhat coherent. But I have met my soulmate, but I've been told on this call that we aren't compatible and we're not going to get together, and that he's trying to fund a healing center, and the person that is funding him, apparently there's a problem with that. And I have given him this information, but he's ignoring it, and he's proceeding on. And since we are connected, I'm wondering if I should break contact with him. I mean, is this going to somehow influence me in some way?
Do you want to be influenced, dear one?
No, but I've been told that we're connected, so I will be influenced. That was my take on that. Maybe I'm wrong.
You will be influenced to the extent that you want to be.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, dear one?
Yes, it does. I believe it does.
Okay.
So it's all right for me to maintain contact with him if I choose to do so.
All right, from what standpoint?
Is he being helpful?
To?
Me. To my healing.
Yes.
Okay, well, I guess that's I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And there's another person that I can work with here who's a therapist. And I need to know if I had another treatment with him, would that help? Would that be helpful for me?
What do you want it to do, dear one?
Pardon?
What do you want the treatment to do?
To help align me. I'm always out of alignment. And it's a connective tissue problem, and he works with the connective tissue.
Yes, he will help you.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me if I'm raising my consciousness?
And the reason you ask is?
Because I'm working with a woman who is helping me do so I'm just wondering if that is helpful for me.
She can provide assistance.
Okay, thank you. And I'm also waiting for the magic box. And I guess that's going to be extremely helpful for me. So I'm waiting for that also.
Well, we spoke earlier on this show about waiting. We don't recommend it.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to wrap your brain around that, though. I seem to always be waiting for something or other. But
well,
you're saying just allow it.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Do you see me surviving this?
Dear one, you will not only survive this, you will use the experience in your teaching.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, that's what I'm hoping for. That's what I'm hoping to clarify in my own soul, you know, where I'm going to go with this. So I thank you very much.
You're welcome. More power to you, dear one.
Yeah. And
thank
you were
you.
Quite an influence in my life, even though I didn't realize it, you know, from just seeing you as a child, you know, and how you handled things. It's quite astounding now that I'm becoming more aware. And I wish
Thank you, dear one.
Uh-huh. Well, that's it. Thank you so much.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Carol. We appreciate your being here. Okay. Well, we had a little bit of information from you that parallels everything I know about neither Trump nor Hillary will be president, that it's going to be completely different. It's my understanding that it won't even be a president per se, that even the whole governance situation will change. Is that correct?
You will have new governance and the titles will be different.
Okay. Yes. The whole setup is going to be changed, is it not?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. And is it true that the body called Congress at this time will not exist the way it does now?
The way it does now, no.
It'll be completely
different. It's going to
be
new governance.
New governance. On
all the way up and down.
Oh, so nice. So much needed as well. Yes. So badly needed. Good. Okay. I have a very high opinion of what Vladimir Putin is doing as far as being a world leader in the actions and positions he's taken in his talks and so forth. Though there are many of us that feel that way. Is this a correct assessment?
Yes, isn't it amazing what you can do when you listen to really good advice coming from ETs?
Exactly. Exactly. He is in meetings with galactics and ETs, is he not, who can see the whole picture?
So, good for him.
And he's listening. He's following the advice, isn't he? He's not
yes.
blowing it off. So, that is awesome. What's the situation in Turkey right now? Is Turkey headed for the not-so-positive side, or are things turning around there?
That whole region is headed towards peace. May not look like it at any particular moment, but that's where it's headed.
And that has to happen, right? They really don't have a choice, do they, long term?
True.
Okay. is ISIS more and more falling apart, partly due to lack of funding and whatever else?
When you stop paying them, soldiers generally lose interest.
Yes. Yes, they do, certainly. They have families to feed. Okay, well, we have a caller. Carol, welcome.
Hi, this is Carol in Arizona, and greetings, Mary and Muhammad Ali.
Hello, dear one.
Hello. I have a question a little bit different. I try to help the animals when I can, and there is a great man by the name of Paul Watson, who is captain of the Sea Shepherd, which is the last I knew four or five boats. And he goes in the oceans and tries to rescue the whales and the dolphins and other sea life, too, when he can. But the Japanese have these big fancy ships out there, and they try and stop them, and they're murdering the whales. They're clubbing them to death. They're killing them and then selling them for food and other things in their country. And their government gives them lots of money to do it. So Paul and his volunteer crew of the Sea Shepherd are out there trying to stop it. So the Japanese got after him. I knew he was arrested. He was kept over there in Japan for quite a while. And I haven't heard anything. I was just wondering if he's okay. Is he still helping the whales and the sea life out? Or I just wondered if you had any information you could give me about him and his crew.
Incarcerated, dear one.
Oh, in the United States?
No.
Japan?
Yes.
Oh, boy. That's why we haven't heard. Oh, well, maybe we can all pray for him. He's such a good man.
Please do.
Yeah, they're all trying to kill these precious beings, which we know the dolphins, the whales, and others have a higher intelligence and came here to teach us many things. And it breaks my heart. So anyway, I just wondered. Thank you for answering that.
I want you to see, dear one, I want you to see
sure.
the dolphins and the whales and all of the creatures of the sea thriving. See that.
That's easy to do, and I will. Thank you.
Good.
I have another question. This
yes.
is a little off the subject. I always loved Lady Diana, and she went through a few rough years being married to Charles. And I've heard that she is living with Dodi, and they have some children in the Himalayas. Do you know if this is a true story or not?
It's a lovely story.
Do you have any information where she is or anything you could shed light on?
She is working with children from my side of the veil, dear one.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
I think so.
She always seemed to like the children. So, oh, that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that with me.
You're welcome.
Great. Yeah. And I don't really have anything else except I wondered if you have a message for me.
Jump higher.
Okay. Okay.
Please.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. And thank you for all that both of you do to make these calls possible so we can all listen to them every week. Really appreciate it and love you both.
We love you too, Carol, and thank you so much.
Thank
for
you
calling.
Very much, dear one.
Thank you. Thank you both very much. Namaste.
Calling in. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, that is lovely information about Lady Diana. So the children you speak of that she's working with on your side would be those that maybe cross over in a traumatic situation or with serious illnesses or...
Let me be clear. I am speaking that she is working with children. I didn't say that was the children were on my side. I said she is.
Oh. Okay. So she's assisting children here who have issues and things they're trying to deal with.
Correct.
Okay. That's beautiful. Are the children aware it's her, or just aware that there's a presence helping them?
Most of them are aware that there is a presence that is helping them.
Oh, that's
but they don't have a name. They don't have an identity to go with that.
Well, I can see how that would be the situation, since they weren't here when she was here. Yes. Okay. But these children that are coming
and
in...
Love doesn't need an identity. You know that?
Yes. That's true.
It doesn't.
So, the fact that these children, many of them have come in with more highly developed senses or intuition or ability to connect means that it's easier for them to sense a presence helping them than...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. Energy frequency machine that we expect to have soon, will that be something that will help Carol in Kansas? That's the black box she was talking about that she's been waiting for some time. Our getting the machine has been a bit delayed, but it does work remotely.
And?
I'm thinking of her and some other people we know remotely that could need some help, physical help, energetic help with their bodies. Do you see that working, the remote system working well?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Good. There was a time when the remote system was not that stable, but it's my understanding that the manufacturer has fixed that, and it's working properly now, right?
Correct.
Good. Okay. Well, we're looking forward to having that. And I have a couple of people in mind to help us with sessions for people. So we're excited about moving forward with that as soon as we can.
More power to you, Dylan. Yeah.
Do you have any other message for any... buddy who's a listener today or for the general group?
Keep your focus.
All right. Keep your focus on what you want, on what your passion is, on the good benefits that we want to see for humanity and for the planet.
And what you are doing.
In other words, be present. Pay attention.
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. Well, we're very grateful for your help today, Muhammad Ali. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure, dear one.
And many blessings and namaste.
Namaste.